I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but I was stuck in a rut, a big one. It stunk, and I was bored with the system that we were running because there was a lack of a system. We were just kind of showing up here and there, and I acted like we had a system, but there was no system. No system, and I take full responsibility for that. Sold out to being more efficient with my time. Do you know what that really means? I sold out to the Wealth Wave system.
Podcasting from Wealth Wave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealth Wave.
I'm going to cover some very, very personal stuff with you guys, and I don't think I know any other way to be except for blunt. And this is taking you back May of 2016. This was a moment that changed my life. We made a commitment to go down to the home office in Atlanta, Georgia, and that middle spot there was supposed to be Bill Mitchell. And Bill was unable to attend that day, so Tom, being the tremendous leader that he is, looked at me. I'll never forget it. We were at that green podium in the mirror, or in the middle area right there. Looks at his phone. Bill says, "I can't make it. I'm stuck in Hilton Head." Looks over at me. I think he was just stuck. Looks at me and says, "Gee, what do you think? You ready to go?" And look at the slot that he put me in, right between him and Joe DiPaola. How would you have responded to something like that? So let me walk you through some timelines here of how life has changed, because life's changed in a big, big way. May 16 to April 2017, I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but I was stuck in a rut, a big one. It stunk, and I was bored with the system that we were running because there was a lack of a system. We were just kind of showing up here and there, and I acted like we had a system, but there was no system. No system, and I take full responsibility for that. Sold out to being more efficient with my time. Do you know what that really means? I sold out to the Wealth Wave system. You guys can cheer, that's cool. Yeah. Efficiency is everything. You heard my brother from another mother talking about leveraging, my Italian brother. Leveraging's everything. Think about efficiency. You know, and I'm going to talk a lot about very specific things. No longer cared about what works. Are you guys worried about being the best presenter on the planet? Or are you worried about being able to do more presentations than you've ever been able to do? Are you worried about being able to duplicate with your team? Or are you worried about being the man or the woman all the time? This is a conversation that Tom had with me, and he said very specifically, "You know what your problem is, G? You're too good. People can't see themselves doing what you do." Ouch, right? And then I got Bill, who's just like this. As Tom says those things, beautiful relationship. So I wanted what duplicates very fast, drastically needed to upgrade my identity. Anybody in the room relate to that one? Well, fortunately for all of us, this is a business that allows you to do it. So I started thinking. Anybody an Ohio State football fan? OH? Anybody know this face? Woody. He says, "Nothing that comes easy in this world is worth a damn." So I had to do some serious thinking. May 1st, 2017. A year later, developed an identity, opened up our office on the east side of Cincinnati. Tough decision, scary decision. Actually went against the grain, even against the advice of some of my leadership. May 28th, not only did I decide to move an office, I decided to move my house. That was smart. Purchased our dream home on the east side of Cincinnati. So what does that mean? May 29th? I was scared to death. Scared to death. So I went from what do I want to what do I demand and expect of myself? This is the reality check for everybody in this room. This is it. Because I had to go through this, I'm going through it now, we're all works in progress. I then became clear of what I would and would not stand for. Can anybody in the room tell me that you're standing for something right now that you shouldn't be standing for? You're accepting things in your life you shouldn't be accepting? Can anybody relate? So I went from a mindset of recruiting. I'm one of those, I despise the word recruits, and the word join makes my skin crawl. Because to me, this isn't the Mickey Mouse Club. That's what I think about joining. I'm looking to acquire some new talent in the world's largest industry. That's what I'm talking about. What do you guys think about that? Everybody wants to be part of it. That's the way I think about it. What's there to join? Everybody wants to be a part of it. I went from new associates to partners. I don't want a new associate. I want a partner. I want someone who's vested, somebody who's ready to rock and roll with me. Characteristics of what I'm looking for. And here's where I'm going to get into some specifics. I'm going to give you some scripts. You can choose to use them or not. But they've worked quite well for us. Characteristics of talent of what I'm looking for. If I were to ask you, what's the ideal partner in your business? Can you tell me right now. James, I got you, buddy. I'm practicing. Thank you, James. I hear him laughing a little bit. This is what we call the three C's: confident, credible, and consistent. Does that mean if somebody's not one of these three things that we ignore them? No. I just make them fight for my time more. Because guess what? I'm married. I've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old son at my house. Love them to death. Everything I do, I think to myself, is this worth taking time away from my family? If you don't think that way, I think you should. And your level of seriousness will change as far as how people respond. An approach, if the money and timing were right, would you consider doing something different? It's a yes or no question. I'm not into the fluff questions. That's just not me. I don't know if you're fit for us or if we're fit for you. If somebody were to just say, I'm ready to go, do you take them? Or do you want to interview them? Once again, you're spending time with these people, right? You're building partners. So one of the things we say is, I don't know if you're fit for us or if we're fit for you, but I'd love to, let's get together. I'd love to learn more about one another. You know what that does? That's what we call a takeaway. Because instead of me saying, oh, please, come on in. You could do great. You could do this. You can make some money. Then they think that I need them more than they need us. And we've talked a lot about that tonight. So as we continue on here, characteristics of a client, I got one. They got to be serious about their money. I don't care if they got 10 bucks a month. I don't care if they've got 10 grand a month or 10 million. They've got to be serious about their money. I don't want to be more fired up about their money than they are. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. I preach. So here's an approach, and I don't get into product much. I like simplicity. Simplicity. I don't have graphs and charts. I just ask a question. I'm giving you three examples: money management, annuities, and life insurance. I broke it down for you. So if you say, what do you say? How do you say it? This is exactly it. Rocket science stuff here. Would you ever buy a car with no brakes? Anybody in the room, would you buy a car with no brakes? No. Well, then why would you invest your money in something that has no brakes? Boom. What are they going to say? I like not having brakes. Does it make sense to guarantee a portion of your retirement? What if they say no? Manage money out of your pocket. See what I'm saying? I sell life insurance. Woo! I get fired up about that one. How about this? What's your economic value? Would you like it protected? By the way, what are people going to say when you ask them, what's your economic value? What are you talking about? You know what you got? A client. You got a client, you got a referral, and you got a relationship. That's big. I went from building a team to creating a movement and a winning tradition. I never say my team. Because I'm their team. I'm part of their team. Big difference. Big difference. We're creating a movement and a winning tradition and a legacy. Instead of selling the company and the opportunity, guys, WealthWave is a blessing. It's the icing on the cake. It's the icing on the cake. Serve with our crusade. Stop selling. Stop selling. Talk to this, not to this. It's everything. And people can see right through you if you're not. Looking for anybody and everybody. Can anybody relate to this? Man, I'm just trying to get a recruit. I wish I could find somebody. How about looking for those that are looking for you? But you know the problem with that? Is if you're not clear on yourself and what you expect and what you will and won't stand for, how are you ever going to attract the right people? And I'm talking to myself here, by the way. I'm pretty calm. Introverted. So what I wanted to show you here, too, is how you set the expectation with a new associate. How many of you have seen this flip book? Okay, well, what I'm going to show you is the last page of the flip book. You may not have seen this page. Because I know there's always systems and this tracking, and we track this way, and we do this way. We just wanted to make it simple. We had so many things to track. How many of you have ever, by show of hands, felt that it is so difficult sometimes to get someone off to a fast start? By show of hands. Okay, so like 90% of the room, I'm with you. How about this? I'm a big believer in actions speak louder than words. We track two things. On the left-hand side, you see there, when a training associate gets started, they got two responsibilities. That's to gain experience and to complete their personal financial needs analysis. FLS, FS1, whatever you call it. And what that means as far as gaining experience is in the next 30 days, they have to go out on 10 appointments with me. And here's the mentality that I have. If you want to quit, you can quit after you go on those 10 appointments with me. Because in my opinion, you don't understand anything about what we do until you get out in the field.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah? You don't understand anything until you get out in the field. So we track those two things, and if somebody doesn't go out on 10 appointments in their first 30 days, I can't want it more for them than they want it for themselves. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then there's three options there on the right. What happens the next 30 days? By the way, you get somebody out on 10 appointments in 30 days, you think they're going to get licensed? So I love when people say, get them licensed. Okay, well, if you've got 9 appointments booked, do you think you're going to get licensed? I try and reverse psychology. I'm tired of telling people get licensed. I say, you know what, take your time. I'll handle these. Take your time. Reverse psychology. So then there's three options, 3-3-30, 5-5-30, 10-10-30. We do a reimbursement. I'm not going to go through that. But I let people know we have two speeds here. There's fast and very fast if you want my time. Period. There's not, well, when you get around to it. Because who's trying to win here? The new associate in most cases, yes? Your job is to lead. Lead strong. Lead strong. And here's what I tell people right from the interview. If I give you 100%, I demand it in return. Period. I demand it in return. So what if somebody's not sure yet? Well, then I'm not sure either. It's that simple. If they're not sure, I'm not sure. Are you guys busy? Do you have a lot of people to go see? Absolutely. Act like it. Act like it. My boy here. Remember we talked about trying, and I talk to my kids about this all the time. They cannot say the word can't. It's not allowed in our house. Neither is the word try. Because you do or you don't, there is no try. And I know I'm a little bit taller than him, a little bit tanner, but I love him. And what I want to do here is I want to just show you guys, because I know you're thinking, oh, yeah, that's good talk, good hype. Let me show you some numbers. This is a guy who started with us on 1-5 of 2018. Less than, what, 2 weeks ago? No, maybe 3 weeks ago. This guy was with a company that had options and products. They were called Term and Term. Anybody know what company that is? Yeah. Let's see, B-Class Mutual Funds or B-Class Mutual Funds? Well, his name is Neil. He's out of Louisville, Kentucky. He's a millennial. He's married. He's got 2 kids, ages 1 and 2. Works 50 hours at his job. He's a worship director at his church as well. So I said to him, look, brother, if I'm coming down to Louisville, I'm going to give you a Saturday. And what we're going to do is I need to get 10 appointments done with you in the next 30 days. He took it literally and did 10 appointments in one day. And I'm going to read this to you here. This is a post. We have a team site, which I would recommend creating some camaraderie on your team. We call our team TDT, Develop an Identity. His first day in the field, we had an 8 a.m. appointment, which means I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday to drive down to Louisville to be there on time. You think that takes a commitment? Yes, sir. So the first appointment, it was his brother. And his brother, when he was with the Term versus Term company, didn't want anything to do with it. Well, when we sat down with him, he wants to now do an F&A and have us speak to his 7 employees. Second appointment was a no-show. He actually got down about it. I'm like, brother, come on, man. Give it some time. 10 a.m., both of his corporate coworkers were interested in being part of the team, one we've already hired and done his F&A. The 11:30 a.m., the husband and wife wants to invest $30,000, move $100,000 from a CD, and transfer $1 million IRA. 1 p.m., we just rolled over the $450,000. We're putting the paperwork in this week. 2 p.m., impressed, nothing moved forward as of now. 3 p.m., last day, it was the last appointment of the day. We hired 2 more people, both life licensed. 1 day. You know what changed? My intensity. My intensity. When's yours going to change? How bad do you want to win? How long do you want it to take? How long do you want it to take? Here's what happened. These are the numbers. How many of you would love to have $500,000 in assets under management from 1 day of activity? He's got 3 direct partners. And 2 out of those 3 are life licensed. He's planning on hitting MD at the end of this month. The dude was texting me last night. Last night, because I told him, I said, man, I wish you could have been here. And I told him, because you guys saw the pic with his long hair. I said, man, let's clean this up a little bit. So he said, don't ever say I'm not coachable. Headed out. He literally went last night to go get a haircut because I told him I was going to talk about him. Boom. Never underestimate what we do here. Here's what we do. We change lives. We build belief and confidence. You realize the 2 major epidemics in this country, lack of self-character, and lack of self-esteem. That's why we're in such a Facebook happy society. People judge how they feel based on how many likes they get, which is why I don't do it, except for with our team. I don't care what you guys ate for dinner last night. I don't care what toothpaste you use. But here's the one that was for me. Thank God it happened. We give people the chance to build a life. To build a life. And in closing, mentality. I never lose. I never lose. Either I win or I learn. That's it. And you guys know the Super Bowl's coming up. And I'm up here because we qualified for 250. In my mind, I qualified for 250 a year and a half ago. And it is not going to take nearly as long to go to 500. Tom Brady got asked, "What's your favorite ring, man?" You know what he said? "The next one, baby." With that, thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast. Or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.